señor presidente.
Thank you, sir. We'd like to thank you for the efforts undertaken by the GGE when it comes to lethal autonomous weapon systems for their work and your work. So, we acknowledge the general concern of the international community, as well as that of civil society, academia, and industry as regards the humanitarian impact that the development and use of laws may have. We reassert the need for the use of all weapon systems to be fully in line with the principles and norms of international human rights law and international humanitarian law, in particular with respect to the principles of discrimination and proportionality in attacks. We underscore the fact that there is a full agreement that no state is in a position to accept the existence of a weapon which operates in a fully autonomous fashion. In particular, if this weapon were to decide upon the life and death of a human being. We note a consensus amongst the participants of the GGE as regards the fact that the priority must be to maintain life and human dignity, as well as the need for there to be meaningful human control over the use of force, over decisions on life and death, and over critical functions of selecting and compromising targets. How, notwithstanding the benefits that the development of new technologies bring, we must be mindful of the various challenges and potential threats related to security, the proliferation of dual-use technologies, which could lead us onto the path of a new arms race. Also, the threat of these weapons being used by non-state actors, the risk of cybernet attacks, amongst other harmful effects for global and regional peace and security. In this regard, bearing in mind the concerns voiced by the immense majority of participatory states to address the humanitarian challenges as well as international security challenges raised by emerging technologies in the area of laws, and the common understanding as a result of the discussions held during the meetings in April and August last, Peru stated it was in favor of providing the GGE with a mandate to negotiate a legally binding instrument at the international level which would prohibit the development, acquisition, trade, deployment, and use of weapons which operate without meaningful human control. We regret the fact that this option has not been reflected as part of the recommendation of the GGE. Nonetheless, we very much hope, sir, that the meetings that are scheduled for 2019 will not be aimed at discussing possible benefits to develop and use these systems, but rather to focus on beginning negotiations with a view to their prohibition. Thank you very much.